No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly, and we are complete. We have a full crew for you today to navigate the latest aviation news and information. Back from Oshkosh, back from Air Venture, Keith and I are joined by Captain Ed to reflect on what he missed. Basically, this is our opportunity to rub it in, is it not, Keith?
It absolutely is. So we're just going to take his nose and just kind of rub it all around, you know, round and round and round.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Friends like you who needs enemies.
Yeah, we'll whack them with a rolled-up newspaper, too, probably by the end of the show. Hey, we are going to talk about AirVenture, but there's some other big news this week going
on. Just because we know how much you love to go there, Ed, and you did go with us, so that's why we have to do this.
You know, it's been over 24 years.
And Greg is so eager because he wants to take the onus off of him for once.
Exactly. It's about damn time. And we will get to that.
Oh, I'll turn it back on you.
But I want to talk. I also want to mention that we have a big story that's going on this week regarding this letter that the Pilots Association sent out that kind of threw general aviation under the bus. This is creating quite a stir. Happened, maybe on the last day or so of AirVenture, we got wind of this. And, it's not good. And we are going to talk about this. This is creating quite some infighting that only be, settled with a cage match or jello wrestling. I don't know. We'll come up with some way to resolve this between the Pilots Association and general aviation in general. But let's talk about the fun stuff first, which is AirVenture and the fact that Keith and I were there and Ed wasn't. And how cool it really was, right? First of all, if you didn't go and hear the show last week, not only did we have a blast, but we accomplished something that I've been trying to do for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw the post on Facebook. So yes. I went and listened and,
Me and Ariel Tweedo from Flying Wild Alaska are now close personal friends because she said hi to me once. At AirVenture. And Keith was my witness. We have photos up on the website as well. And so the proof is there. And she was a delightful person. Was she not, Keith?
She absolutely was.
Yeah.
She said hi to Greg, but she was looking at me.
Okay. Whatever. Who cares? I accomplished what I needed to get
done. So was Abington mad? That she was looking at you?
She wasn't there.
She wasn't there.
True. Now, Abington was the person who kind of steered us toward Ariel because I had no idea she was going to be at AirVenture.
Yeah.
She was working with, what was the company, do you remember offhand there, Keith? Ariel was helping out a instructional company or something, doing videos or something. We'll get it by the end of the show and get it out there. But we ran into Abington right off the bat. She was displaying her latest, line of aviation watches for women. And she said, Ariel's here. Have you talked to her? And I'm like, no. Abington was Ariel Tweedo's flight instructor on Flying Wild Alaska. That's how we initially met. I saw her at Sun and Fun a couple of years ago. And I said, hey, you're Joosh. Yeah, you're Ariel's flight instructor on that Discovery Channel TV show. She goes, yeah, who are you? You look like kind of creepy.
And she was right.
Hey, well, okay. But she talked to me anyway.
Yeah.
And was nice enough to share some contact information. She gave me Ariel's...
Just goes to show how personable she is.
Exactly. Or tolerant. Yeah, But anyway, she kind of put us in touch, but I didn't really pursue it as much as I should. Yeah. And then she said, hey, Ariel's here at AirVenture. Have you talked to her? And I'm like, no. Where's she at? And she pointed us in the right direction, and we planned accordingly and ambushed her when it was appropriate, when security wasn't really looking. And, before we did that, though, I had my little handheld recorder,
yeah.
And we did our entire show on that from AirVenture last week. But after the first segment that we recorded, my recorder took a crap. and wouldn't work. And we got to give props to Abington for bailing us out, because she had a little, I needed a little, one of those SD card thingies.
Ah.
And she had one there at her booth. She said, will this help you? And I said, no. And then, you sure? And I'm like, no. Greg, I'm pretty sure if you do this, this will work. And sure enough, she was right. So I went and fixed it and ended up coming out, and we got a show done after all. But I was worried there for a minute that we weren't even going to be able to get our broadcast done. But we did, and it turned out halfway decent. And we had Ariel Tweedo on from Flying Wild Alaska to boot. So, you know, whatever we covered for last week's show went up to Saturday. And then we just kicked back and enjoyed, I don't know, Eagles tribute band called Hotel California was on the Ford stage, and that was kind of cool. And then that was shortly followed thereafter by the Nighttime Air Show.
Which I saw some video of that. It looked awesome.
Yes.
And I'm sure it didn't do it justice.
You know, it really doesn't. And this was Keith's first time to Air Venture, my second. I saw it last year. I saw the fireworks, and then I started walking back to the to the car before it totally finished, and kind of felt the wall of fire as I was walking back to my car, and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, I was this far away and I could feel the heat. This time we were up a little bit closer, and I don't know, maybe it wasn't as high as what I remembered the year before, but it was still impressive. But I think one small section of the wall of fire didn't go off as planned or something, but it was still pretty impressive. And you saw videos, Ed?
Yeah.
And what you say, think, Keith? That was your first time.
That was my first time seeing it there, but I've seen it at Sun and Fun and other air shows. And, yeah, it was definitely very impressive.
Yeah. And huge, a huge.
I mean, we could certainly feel the heat from where we were at.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We were up close and personal. But like I said, there was a small section in the wall of fire that I think may not have triggered right at the right time. And it was a small section. I don't know. Did you even notice that, Keith? You probably didn't even notice.
I did.
You were too liquored up enjoying the evening on Saturday night.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, but, you know.
See how quick Ed was to respond to that one?
Yeah, he knows you too well, doesn't he? But yeah, it was impressive regardless. Big display. And, of course, you know, they got stuff flying around and the air show itself. I mean, it's loud. I mean, it is so loud. That is one thing about the air shows in general that I kind of wonder. With all the technology of all these, especially when they're doing the fighter jets and those kind of flybys and stuff, whatever happened to stealth? Are they just trying to show off? Is it like a Harley kind of thing where you got to pull up on your hog and, you know, and it's like the louder the plane is, the better? I mean, don't give me...
My hog doesn't sound anything like that.
Yeah, it doesn't. It sounds like... No, doesn't sound like that either, I guess, right? Ed's looking at me like, wow, how did he do that? It's years of experience, my friend. But anyway.
I don't know, it sounded more like a donkey to me, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah. Well, hey, that could be. Don't get me going on that. God knows I've sounded like an ass for the last 20 minutes. Anyway, so I do wonder about that. But is that what it is? Or have they ever flown like these?
I've actually seen the F-117 stealth fighter in a flight demonstration, and it is much quieter.
Yeah.
It doesn't have afterburners.
And that's what's making all the racket.
That's what's making all the noise. But the F-22 and the F-35, which are stealth fighters, are supersonic stealth fighters, and they need to have afterburners to make them go fast.
Okay.
Although the F-22 can go supersonic without kicking on the afterburners.
Okay. So I guess you're right in the sense that you will see them before you hear them. Or I should say...
Hear them before you see them.
Well, no. But I mean, because they're faster than the speed of sound. So then I was like, oh, there it is. And then... whoosh! You know, like a half of you know, a few seconds later. But so I guess they could sneak up on the enemy that way. But I'm just wondering, the stealth fighters you're talking about, are there anything that is like hovering around out there that is so silent, like you see on the sci-fi movies, that the helicopters can sneak up on you and you won't hear them because they're whisper quiet? That's what I'd like to see more at air shows. It'd be a more peaceful type of thing as opposed to like,
those things are...
Since when are you into peaceful stuff?
Yeah, well, okay. I'm not thinking about me.
You've been... you've been a rocker all your life.
True.
And you're 3/4 deaf anyway because of that. Why do you want the airplanes to be quiet?
It's not me. I'm just thinking about some of the older folks. How many strokes are caused or heart attacks are caused from that?
Actually, younger people, startle. Because we had EJ at an air show when he was maybe 2 years old, 3 years old.
Yeah.
And there was an F-104 flying. Mm-hmm. So old Century Series jet. And oh my, it was noisy. And he just screamed and cried. We left. He just couldn't deal with the noise.
Yeah. All right. So is that a good thing or bad thing? That's a bad thing, isn't it?
In some cases, it's a bad thing.
We don't want to scare them away. Hey, we don't want to cause heart attacks or anything.
But the crowd in general likes the noisy fast jets.
Well, of course. I guess it's a little bit of showing off in that regard. Yeah. And it's okay. I just, you're trying to have a conversation or let alone do a radio show. And all of a sudden, we're talking to Ariel Tweeter. And then we got to regroup.
You're complaining when you're about recording. The fact that you had to lean into Ariel? Come on.
Yeah, what the hell was I thinking? More coming up.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Attention pilots, stay connected while off the grid with the Spot Gen 3 satellite GPS messenger. Right now, get a Spot Gen 3 for half price. The life-saving device every pilot needs is 50% off. No matter where you go, the Spot Gen 3 allows you to contact your family, friends, and emergency personnel with just the push of a button. Go to findmespot.com/plane to learn more and get 50% off. Spot Gen 3, 3,500 rescues and counting.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now go, fly, be free.
Time for me to fly.
We are going to talk about why the Pilots Association seems to hate us general aviation pilots so much. That's coming up on Just Plane Radio. But right now, we got a rolled up newspaper and we're rubbing Captain Ed's nose in it right now, because Keith and I were at Air Venture in Oshkosh last week, enjoying all the sights, hanging out with Ariel Tweedo from Flying Wild Alaska, just having a big old time. Fireworks, loud noise, jets and things, and all kinds of crazy fun. And you missed it all.
Yeah.
Glad I'm not you. But hey, we're at least here to tell you about it. And then next year you can plan accordingly, right, Ed?
Right.
Yeah. You're going to go out to Air Venture eventually, right?
At some point.
At some point, he will join in and be allowed out of his 10x10 box with no windows. And he's constantly in there just working on sim training type stuff. You need to get out more. See, that's what I'm trying to say to you. I'm really trying to help you.
I get out all
you.
The time.
Yeah, okay.
I fly airplanes.
You fly. That's true. He got to fly. We got to just watch other people do it. I don't know. We could have jumped in an airplane. That's the only thing that was missing when we went to Air Adventure. Would you say, Keith? I mean, we just didn't have the time, I guess, right?
Yeah, that we just didn't have enough time to do something like that. But you know, we certainly had a good enough time looking at the airplanes and watching other people fly them.
Absolutely. Now, as I said, we saw there's the Eagles tribute band on the Ford stage, which I don't know. Maybe next year we need to do something on that Ford stage. They roll out such a huge presentation there at Air Venture. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how much money is being spent to entertain all the folks at the show. I mean, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. But that has to be a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Because they got, like, every model of Ford car on display and trailer and God knows what. You know, they had the Apollo Mustang on display. They had cars on their sides upside down that you could play with. They got these sim things going on. I mean, it was a huge display of stuff. And then they got this massive stage set up. And I guess Ford sponsors the, you know, the entertainment. And, you know, they had Dierks Bentley. He was, you know, we got there after he had left. But he opened the show, and I heard good things about that. And then we were there for the Hotel California band, which is a really good Eagles tribute band that entertained the folks leading up to the fireworks. So it's just an impressive thing that they put on, and appreciative. Next time, maybe they need to let us use our stage. It would be easier for us to do our show. We just go up on stage, have everybody come to us instead of us have to walk, you know, the 10-mile route there along the grounds and things to accomplish what we got to get go.
Why don't you get working on that, Greg?
All right.
Make that happen for next year. If you make that happen for next year, I'll come.
That's the deal?
That's the deal.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Ford, I'm sucking up to you right now. You know, you're not using the stage except for a little time here and there. We can fit that. We can fit our little goofy show in there. Why not? Anyway, from there, we, you know, we retired for the evening, you know, licked our wounds and put our feet in ice and that kind of thing. I mean, it's a lot of walk going on. And then we had some fun on Sunday and had a few hours before we had to head back to the airport and took advantage of the free admission you get to the Air Venture Museum. Or is that the
EAA Museum?
Yeah, the EAA Museum. And that...
It's an impressive museum, isn't it?
Way bigger, too, than I expected.
Yeah.
You know, I drove by it last year, and I was like, yeah, that looks kind of nice. But you don't realize just from looking at the front entrance how big this complex actually is.
Yeah, and they've added to it since I've been there, but it was very impressive the last time I was up there.
What are your thoughts on that, Keith? You were there with me.
Yeah, Greg, I thought it was very impressive as well, especially, you know, we got to listen to Dick Rutan talk about his voyage around the world. And that was pretty impressive as well.
Yeah, we just happened to walk right in on his presentation, and I didn't really understand what was going on. They were set up next to the, I guess, I think it was a replica of the Voyager they had on display in the museum.
Yeah, because the original one is in the Smithsonian.
Yeah, but he was playing some video from the event when this plane, you know, flew around the world. And it was interesting listening to him talk because basically what he said in a nutshell is like, we really didn't know what we were doing. I didn't really think it was going to work at all. You know? And then you go and you see the mock-up and you see how small the cockpit was that he...
There wasn't a whole lot of room for...
There was no room. I mean, I don't know. You know, and he was in this thing for what, 6-7 days or something like that?
I mean, what's amazing about it is around the world... No in-air refueling, no refueling.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
And it flew fairly slow.
It was actually 9 days.
It was nine days. You know, so...
And Dick's not a small guy.
No, he's not at all.
You know, he's like my size, and there's not a whole lot of room in there.
Yeah, I'm guessing that Little John was full by the end of
I think that was... discarded overboard.
You think they
I'm sure I
figured
think it
out
was
a
just
way?
A tube to the exterior.
Maybe so. Yeah. But it was
I don't know if you even noticed the sleeping quarters alongside the pilot seat. Did you notice that, Greg?
Yeah, that's where the one that wasn't flying was sleeping next to the one that was flying.
Really?
Right.
So he
right
even
alongside.
Had less time less space than it had in that really? Okay. Well, no, I didn't notice. I figured that was one person.
No, it's him, and I can't think of her name, but it was a female pilot.
Well, maybe that worked to their advantage. I don't know. Was she pregnant after this thing? I don't know. He didn't really illuminate on that.
I don't think so,
Greg. I doubt it, because I don't think there was any room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it went really slow. I think it flew speed-wise. It was pretty, I mean, it was a long, track, and it was, I think he even said they were doing like 100 or 120 knots, like what you do in a 172.
Yeah, it wasn't much more than that.
Yeah. So, anyway, but it was impressive. But once again, kind of funny listening to him say, like, yeah, I really didn't think it was going to go. And I, you know, they actually chopped off the wing tips. They broke them off.
On takeoff,
because they were rubbing the ground. And he didn't really think it was going to take off anyway. But once it did, they had messed up one of the wingtips, so they had to break the other one off. And they did it by, like, shaking the plane. That doesn't seem like the safest thing. I don't think the FAA would allow such stuff today. I don't know, but it just goes to show how crazy they were back in the day of developing the technology that we kind of take for granted now. So interesting stuff indeed. And, I mean, he's kind of like a rock star.
I think,
yeah.
Let's see, what year?
What was that?
70-something or 80-something, yeah.
Okay, it was the mid-80s. I think I saw them at Oshkosh right after they did that. They were on kind of a commemorative tour,
yeah,
and they stopped at Oshkosh before they took the airplane to the Smithsonian.
Hmm.
Well, there that was a big thing at AirVenture at that time.
Well, I mean, like I said, he's a rock star.
And that was the time frame where I was going there every year.
Big crowd there at museum, and everybody was, listening to.
Well, essentially, that was a home-built airplane. That's what his brother designed. Mostly were home-built airplanes.
Yeah.
Well, which is major EA.
Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. FTPros.com is a website to go to and learn how to fly with them as your flight instructor. Now, we just got back from AirVenture in Oshkosh, the Woodstock of aviation. And by the way, I think I might be the only one still using that term. I didn't hear anyone saying that at the show.
Yeah, I don't think that is a comment.
I heard you.
Yeah, you heard me say that.
And I don't know if I've ever heard anybody but you say that.
Really? I thought when we talked about this last year, I thought I'd heard that's how it was referred to. And then when we got to the show this year, I didn't see it anywhere. No. So they're not using that in their presentations or anything.
Yeah, it might have been on some of their posters in the past.
Yeah, maybe that's what I saw. I don't know. But maybe I'm just catching up.
So when you were at the museum, did you go out to a little Pioneer Airport in the back?
We drove by it in the tram, yes. Okay. And it's kind of like a little kiddie area for airplane lovers.
No, it's for more of the antique airplanes.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about the kiddie school of
We went by it, but we didn't actually go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, when I got to go to the museum, it was actually the last time I was at Oshkosh was 91.
Mm-hmm.
And a week later, I flew up there on an IFR cross country with a customer, and we went to the museum. And a week later, the place was empty. Gone.
Yeah, well, we were staying.
It's amazing how quick they just reset and clean it up from there.
Well, we were staying with a coworker friend of Keith, and Josh was very accommodating, hooking us up at his mom's house. But that's what he was saying. He's like all the locals, including himself and their family, kind of think that, I don't know. He's like, we get emotional. Yeah, like when everybody packs up and leaves, they're all gone. And it's like, AirVenture is done. We have nothing to do but eat cheese curds for another year. and I felt bad a little bit. But, you know, they really do look forward to it, because it is a major thing going on in that part of the country, which maybe doesn't have as much going on otherwise. I don't know.
For that 1 week out of the year, that airport is busier than even O'Hare International or Atlantis Hartsfield.
Well, they got the banner, the busiest airport in the world right there.
Yeah, they can, and I heard some of the numbers, and they broke records this year.
No doubt. It had great weather, and we got more to talk about when it comes to AirVenture next right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You're no saint. You got a free cab, you got a free room, someone who'll listen to your boring stories. I mean, didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking, eventually I started reading the vomit bag?
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G. Says the stewardess is some sexy lady.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We just got back from AirVenture. Derek Bentley there kicked it off, getting drunk on a plane. I don't think he did. I think he flew a Cirrus in and played a gig. You know, they had huge restrictions on the media.
Really?
So, you know, we didn't get there in time for the concert, but the media were given a notice like, do not take any pictures of Derek Bentley or we will hunt you down and kill you. I think that's what it said in this release I got, something like that. He's very particular,
but in legal, more legal terms.
Maybe. I'm paraphrasing. but you know, that's cool that they had him, and I heard good things that he was really he put on quite a show for the folks there at Oshkosh, and I kind of bummed we missed it because that would have been a fun way to get fired up for the show. We did see the end stuff. I don't know. We the Lieutenant Band, Dan Band played.
Oh, he did? Then,
yeah, well, and we missed it.
Yep,
missed it. We got there too late on Friday.
Yeah, I remember that. Seeing that he was going to be there and play.
Yeah, so they played Friday, but we did see the Eagles band on Saturday. So, you know, they got good entertainment. They set up a nice line of stuff to entertain the aviators on site. And like you mentioned, the numbers, I mean, we were only there a couple days, Keith and I, Ed, but it looked impressive, and the weather had been pretty cooperative pretty much all week.
Yeah, our friend Dan was up and camped the whole week. He said it was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Deb and
Jim.
They had their campsite going. They said it had been great all week. The weather was good and nice, very sunny. Mm-hmm. So, it was good aviator weather for sure. By the way, we mentioned Ariel Tweedo before. She was working with who, Keith? Got to get
M0A.
That M0A, that's right. She was helping them out in their booth, so there you go. All right, so there's our little nutshell coverage, or as much as we were able to cover for this year at AirVenture. Look forward to doing it next time. Woodstock of Aviation, I don't know. I mean, what are they calling it? What do you think? How would you describe this, Ed?
A must-see.
A must-see.
It's an aviation pilgrimage everyone must make.
A pilgrimage, okay. A family reunion kind of thing for pilots.
I actually was showing EJ some of the stuff and got a comment, I'd like to go there. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This is good. It's showing some interest.
Absolutely.
And I said, you realize we'd have to camp. He says, even better.
Yeah,
we haven't camped in forever.
I mean, you know, when you go to those kind of things, whether it's AirVenture or Sun and Fun, look, if I can camp, anybody can do this, because I ain't no camper. And that, to me, isn't really...
We have video to prove it.
Yeah. That's not really... You know, that's not true camping to me, really. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
They got full restroom facilities for everybody.
As far as a campground location,
mm-hmm.
restroom, showers, a store on site, it is... It is, and the statistics of the amount of food they move through there and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was not really a roughing it campground.
No.
It's car camping. You pull your tent out, you pop it up, throw shade up, pull your chairs out,
right?
Put your grill on,
cook
some brocks, and that's what we do. We'd go into the air show in the morning. We'd work the the flight line, and then come back out, have some lunch, beer and brats.
Sure.
Go back in, work the exhibit halls, watch the air show. Yeah. Come back out, cook some hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in college, we were there every year.
Yeah, well, and I can see why. I mean,
is that why you haven't been back, because you're having beer and brats at lunch?
No. I'd still like to have beer and brats at lunch when I go there.
Well, there's still a statute of limitations. I don't know. Has it expired yet?
Exactly.
Although, Greg,
I have to say that I think that you would think it'd be pretty roughing it camping if you were out in the South 40 with a tarp draped across the wing and you had to walk six blocks to get to an outhouse.
Yeah, that would be roughing it.
Well, that's what your Little John's for. That's why you don't have to go to the outhouse, right? You have that in your airplane.
Nah, they got them packed in a little too close there. I wouldn't even do that.
You wouldn't do that with a tarp? They don't have any idea what you're doing behind that tarp.
Everybody knows exactly what you're doing behind that tarp.
Yeah. And everybody else is doing it too, so who cares?
Well, true. Exactly. It's a big family affair. So, you just do what you got to do. But we actually stayed in a house, and whether you're staying on site camping, obviously I would say that's an experience you have to have. But I actually got to drive around with Keith because we stayed with Josh and his family, and they were nice enough to open their home to us. There's some really nice homes right there by the entrance of Air Venture that if you plan it out accordingly, you can rent. Because some of the locals don't like to be there when Air Venture is going on. Get out of Dodge, rent their house out for the week, and there's some good deals to be had. And last year when we went, I hadn't really scoped out the area that much in that regard. And I didn't realize how many homes there are in Oshkosh. It's a fairly good-sized little city there. So, I don't know, you got a lot of options to experience the event, whether you want to camp or rent a house or even stay in Appleton and stay at one of the hotels. I mean, they got plenty of options, accommodation-wise.
I also think, I remember when I was going up there, there was an option you could go stay at one of the universities up there in the dorms. They rented rooms in the
They
dorms
still do out. That, yeah.
yeah.
But that's one of the prime locations that sells out fairly quickly.
Yeah, because it's affordable.
And so do all the hotels.
Yeah. Well, the hotel's right there, but even if you were to commute in from Appleton, they had rooms there leading up fairly close to the event last year. Now, I don't know what it did this year, but, that's it. Appleton, I want to say, is like 15, 20 miles away, but if you get there before the rush in the morning and leave after the rush, I mean, I zipped right in and out. You know, you just got to plan accordingly and work that angle. So
and they are building more hotels as well, as we saw.
Sure, absolutely. So, I mean, you got to do it one way or another, and, depending on what your tolerance is for accommodations, camping, that kind of thing, don't let that hold you up.
I think it's a must-see for every pilot.
The Woodstock of Aviation, the family reunion. I don't know, not as family as it's been in the past, though, because at the end of Air Venture, we get wind of this pilot association letter. Now, I don't really...
The ALPA, Airline Pilots Association.
Yeah. So, and you guys can explain this to me, but this kind of caught everybody off guard from what I could tell and what I've seen online as soon as I got back. And it basically, we're trying to get our third class medical removed from the FAA requirement. It's holding me up from getting my flight certificate, by the way.
Can you give me a second? I need to get the soapbox out for Keith here. Okay, there you go, Keith. Get on it.
All the way. Got it all the way up to St. Louis.
Yes.
In one fall swoop. Very nice.
Yes.
So explain.
Well, everybody knows that, I have been a part of ALPA for many years when I was flying. And I never really liked it because of the fact that they don't really represent the pilots that they say they do. And here's another one. And they start out their letter by saying, on behalf of the 52,000 pilots at 31 passenger and cargo airlines represented by the Airline Pilots Association, and they're trying to say that most of those pilots, or ALPA on behalf of those pilots, says that this getting rid of the third class medical is dangerous because we have no way to check the mental and physical capability of the pilots that would be flying at that particular point.
Hmm.
Now, I can tell you.
Yeah.
I'm not a current member of ALPA, right. But I have been in the past.
And then you were crazy. So yeah. You were like, what are and they bitching about? And then I was crazy,
you know? Yeah. And, you know, there's a tremendous amount of pilots that came up through general aviation.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jack Pelton at AirVenture made a little rebuttal to this. And there were many, many airline pilots sitting in there listening to him. And they were just all shaking their heads because, yeah. You know, they hadn't seen that this had come out yet. And, you know, they're still in general aviation. And, you know, ALPA just, they really have not done their homework on this deal. They didn't talk to anybody else who has been, you know, like AOPA or anybody else who's been working this issue. They just went ahead and made a statement for all of the pilots that they represent without their consent.
Yeah. All right, Keith, step off the soapbox here. You might get dizzy. I don't want you to fall. Let's take a break and regroup, and we'll come back with more next. Get out the AED just in case.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Everybody on every plane should just constantly be going, oh my God! Wow! Yes! You're sitting in a chair in the sky.
Yes.
Come on and fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. We are talking about the third class medical certificate for, I don't know, the umpteenth millionth time or something. It's crazy how long we've been trying to get this thing removed from a requirement for pilots like myself because I don't need it. I'm a epitome of health. And, you know, okay. I don't really need it, though. Seriously, when it comes to it, the facts are the facts, which, you know, they've had this requirement for years. It hasn't made a hill of beans difference in the amount of incidents or accidents. So the data backs it up that it's not really doing what it was designed to prevent. And so eliminate it and eliminate one more barrier that keeps people from getting their private pilot certificate.
Or staying active in aviation.
Exactly. And, it's dequalifying people from getting up in the plane, and they really don't necessarily have that. It's not necessary. But here we got the Pilots Association. And once again, it stands for what, Ed? What is it?
Airline Pilots Association.
Okay, so why do they have it out for us? Why would they put a letter out to throw us under the bus on this third class medical? What advantage is it to them to complain to the FAA about this potential removal of this requirement? What do you think?
I'm going to defer that one to Keith because he's got a little bit more.
All right, get back up on the soapbox. Yeah, you shouldn't. You know, don't get dizzy or anything.
All right, I'm back up here, so shut up a minute so I can talk.
All right. Focus.
So, you know, a few years ago, and still today, the user fees are coming in to play again. And the ALPA has been a big proponent of user fees because they think general aviation is taking up too much space in the airspace and also covering too much concrete, if you will, especially in areas like JFK. Well, you can only have one airplane on the concrete at one time.
Yeah.
So it's not general aviation. General aviation pays their dues. They do it, as we have talked many times on this show, through the taxes on our fuel.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in this particular case, in their letter, they talk about how if a pilot doesn't go have a third class medical done, that they won't be able to know if he's mental or physically fit to fly an airplane, and he's going to be flying around in this airspace. And it takes away from the self-report when a disqualifying condition is identified. That doesn't make any difference. It has no bearing whatsoever on a third-class medical because even though I hold a first-class medical, I am required to self-disclose if I have a medical condition that prevents me from flying. Mm-hmm. One of the rules and regulations say that you have to make sure that you are fit to fly.
Right.
That doesn't make a difference if you are a private pilot, if you are a sport pilot, or if you are an airline transport pilot. You have to make sure that you are fit to fly.
And when it comes down to the medical conditions that would disqualify you from flying, those aren't changing at all. There's no proposal for those to change at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing, is that the difference is who's making the decision that, okay, this applies or this doesn't apply. The FAA is still making that decision.
Yeah.
And then the pilot, just like every other rule out there, is responsible for complying with the rules.
So if they are found to not pull themselves out of the sky because of some medical condition that popped up, they'd still be banned, arrested, got in trouble, whatever the case may be.
Their pilot certificate can be suspended or revoked.
Yeah.
Or revoked.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, that there's still accountability there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but I still don't really, other than, so, well, what
the,
you're
the big thing, the big thing here, Greg, is the Airline Pilots Association is way out of touch with general aviation.
And it sounds like pilots, way out of touch with their own group.
Yeah.
Well, they really are. I mean, that's a given. But, you know, the Airline Pilots Association represents the major air carriers as well as some of the regional carriers. But talk to any regional carrier and they will tell you that they do not feel that they get the proper representation from ALPA. The reason why? The major carriers, Delta, you know, United, you know, all, they have the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So who do they go to? That's what they're going to support. Most of the guys that are flying for the major carriers, a lot of those guys, unless they're retired or something, a lot of them have never been in part of general aviation, so they really don't know.
Mm.
And most of ALPA really does not know. They don't go down into the trenches, so to speak, in general aviation to find out what it's really all about. And
to them,
the mindset –
We're just a bunch of gnats that are flying around getting in their way.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I mean, that's really kind of almost the way it is. I mean, they really don't know who the general aviation is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I, as an airline pilot, fly a general aviation airplane on weekends, but they don't see that connection there. They just see general aviation is bad, commercial pilot good. So how can I be good on one day but bad on the other?
That's easy for you.
Just depends on whether he had his coffee or not.
Yeah. And I have a first-class medical.
Yeah.
So case in point.
Exactly. Well, but here's the thing. Do you know of anything within the pilots in ALPA trying to force ALPA to get on board?
Support.
I really don't.
Yeah.
No, I really don't. You know, but it goes for all kinds of things. You know, if you ever follow it at all, the Airline Pilots Association, it doesn't matter who the presidential candidate is, they will always try to back, or not try, they always back the Democratic one, whoever that happens to be. And, you know, most pilots that I have talked to personally are fairly conservative.
But that aside, general aviation feeds the commercial airline industry. If they cut the throats of the general aviation, they're going to even have less pilots than they need.
Absolutely.
Someone's been drinking too much there in that association. Well, I don't know, but we'll have to leave it at that for this week. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. Tyson News.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.